It's time now for the Morning Monster Podcast with Bobby Raider.
John Fulkerson, Tennessee Volunteers. John, good morning. Welcome to the Monster. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. We appreciate your time. Appreciate you. What is this, your media tour this week going on, John?
That is sure what it feels like. But I love talking to the media. I love talking to the community. So I've been excited for it all.
You kind of alluded to that, and what we thought might be your final presser. I know after they said thank you, John, you took some time to even thank the media guys for everything they'd done. And I noticed when you were on with John and Bob and Bert there on the final broadcast, thanking them, and I think people appreciated that. I think that's part of what has kind of grown on fans as they listen and hear you, John. You seem to be kind of a down-to-earth kind of guy. It's going to kind of put it, as we say around here, where the goats can get it. They kind of like that type mentality, I think.
Right. I really just think that getting a chance to talk to the media, like talk to you guys, talk to all the people after the game, and Bob Kessling and then Bert, all those guys, I think it just gives you a chance to show your personality and who you really are to the fans, because they can kind of see what kind of person you are out on the court, but they can't really see your personality or, things you like to say, joke around a little bit. And so I think that just gives me a chance to kind of have fun and talk with the community, talk with the media, and have a little fun with it as well.
Let's, John Fulkerson with us. Let's go back to Kingsport for just a moment, John, because I know you've been doing a lot of talking with the media, statewide, nationwide, Feinbaum and all that. But take folks back to before all this at Christ School and then at Tennessee began. Take us through the John Wilker. See, I did the same thing Kessling does. You know he spent half the year calling you John Wilkerson, right?
I didn't know that, but I can see it's really easy to do.
It is. Take us back to your early years in Kingsport and some of your memories of Kingsport, John.
I would say that, first of all, I would just like to thank the city of Kingsport, and I guess my parents for planting our family there, because I love Kingsport and the amount of respect I have for everybody there in the community. I love going back there. They welcome me home every time I come home, so I love that. And obviously, Pals is there, so I love that as well. But growing up in Kingsport was great. I think it's such a great community. I think it's definitely a smaller community than Knoxville, so a lot of people know each other. I went to Dobbins Bennett, where I loved that. My whole family went there. My dad even was one of the athletic directors there at one time. He was one of the assistant principals there, and so he knew the school, and so he kind of helped my brother and I. And then I transferred to Christ School, where I spent 2 years and really, matured and grew up as a young man. And that got me here today.
I think I heard you say earlier this year, after the initial offer from Tennessee, you kind of really knew you wanted to go there, but you kind of played that recruiting game for a little while, but it was always for a long time your intention to be a Volunteer.
Right, exactly, and you got that exactly right. And once Tennessee did offer, I did want to commit on the spot. I wanted to come to Tennessee for the longest time, but I did not want to. I know this is not going off what I just said, but I didn't want to commit to Tennessee just because they offered. I wanted to go through the recruiting process, and I wanted to go somewhere that the team wanted me, the coaches wanted me. Somewhere that I liked. I like the city. I like the campus. I like my teammates. And so I did. I went through the recruiting process. I narrowed it down to a few different schools. And then at the end of the day, Tennessee came out on top, and I definitely made the best decision.
Kingsport native Tennessee Vol John Fulkerson joins us this morning on the Monster. Bobby Raider here along with Bud. Bud?
John, you took Vol Nation on a little bit of a roller coaster ride this past season. Obviously, it was a strange season for sports fans. I would imagine for players, it was at least twice so. You left us at one point with the impression that you were moving on, and then I think you thrilled everybody with the revelation that you're coming back for that final year. What was the mindset that had you thinking of leaving, and then what ultimately was the mindset that decided you had one more year left in you?
The mindset of leaving, just that before the season, I was prepared for this to be my last year. And before the season, I was talking to people, and people already were talking about my return and me wanting to come back before this season I even started. And I really kind of told them no, and that if I was going to come back, then God was going to show me a way and a path of a reason I should come back and why I should come back. And so I was playing the whole season as if I was not coming back. I had senior night. I was even so emotional that I really thought that was my last game in Thompson Bowling Arena. And then I think what changed my mind was just me doing some thinking after the SEC tournament in Nashville and then after the NCAA tournament, and just the way that I went off the court. And I was talking to a radio last night, and I told them that how much pride and respect and how much I love putting on that Tennessee jersey. I would hate to do it for the last time and not even being able to remember it, not being able to remember putting it on or taking it off for the last time. And so that really put a lot into me coming back, was just finishing on my own terms. And then it's just too great of an opportunity to pass up here at Tennessee, just playing for Coach Barnes and his staff and playing for this university and this community and the city of Knoxville, really.
So I did hear that earlier. You do not remember getting injured, correct?
I do not. It's one of the craziest things that have happened to me, for sure. I've seen lots of video. I saw the video right after it. I've seen it yesterday. I'll see it months from now. And I can't remember any of it from that game or that day.
I'll tell you a picture, though. It wasn't the video, but it was the picture that was taken at the court when it happened. And it was your teammates standing over you, the rest of the starters and a couple of others. And that, to me, said as much about what they think about you, John Fulkerson, as anything, because they could have walked away from it because the medical people were getting there, but they were right there with you. I thought that said a lot.
Yes, I feel like my teammates have my back, for sure, and I would like to say that I have their back as well. And I think that just goes to show you how much we love each other and play for each other, and the type of players that Coach Barnes has on his team.
This team that you'll be on this year, somewhat similar, some veterans, but some really talented young players. Well, having a full summer, knock on wood, will that help get things off to a better start next season, John?
I think absolutely. I think that because we go full practice, full team practice, pretty much Monday through Friday during the summer. So it's basically like you have two and a half months to play together, to get team chemistry, for team bonding, to learn each other, to get better. And so I think that'll help us so much compared to us last year. Like we weren't even allowed to really be in the gym during the summer, really until the preseason time. And so I think that'll help our team so much. And I'm so excited to get back and start practicing with those new guys.
And I would imagine with the new guys coming in, the outstanding recruiting class, the players that remain, you probably feel like this is a team that's capable of some special things going into the next season.
Absolutely. And I think that's another thing that excites me and really wants me to get started with this new team and start practicing, that I feel like with the guys returning and then with the new guys coming in, that we really have the chance to do something special and really make an impact.
We talked to Desmond Oliver the other day about the season just ended at Tennessee, and he blamed himself for not maybe squelching some of that enthusiasm that the fan base and the media had built last year about this team being Final Four, Elite Eight, and all that. And he felt like maybe they didn't do a good enough job of making that happen. That being said, with what happened last year or didn't happen, that should, I think, be a better building block for this team this year. What you learned last year, even though a great season, not exactly where a lot of folks, including you guys in the locker room, wanted it to end.
Right. I think you definitely take the way the season ended last year and definitely use that as, you know, some fuel to the fire that, you know, we know where we want to go. And so we know what we have to do to get there. And so I think we just got to have our goals in mind and just work hard every day to keep those at the forefront and do our best to achieve them.
Once you're through playing basketball, whenever that might be down the road in a few years, other than public relations for Pals, what do you hope to be doing 10, 15 years from now, John?
Honestly, I'd love to be in the public relations for Pals.
I think you already have that job.
Yeah, I think you've already got that one.
You know, it'd be cool to, you know, open a Pals. I would really love to open a Pals in Kingsport just because it's my hometown, but I don't know how well that would go just because there's already maybe, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 or 12 there in the small town of Kingsport. It'd be cool to talk to the CEO of Pals, Tom Crosby, about, you know, seeing what he's thinking about, you know, bringing a Pals to Knoxville, because I know people have talked about that, and that would be really cool as well. So if I'm not gonna be in the Pals industry, then I think I would like to get into coaching, and just because I've learned so much from Coach Barnes and all of his assistants, and I feel like each day I'm learning more, and the more I want to be a head coach and a basketball coach, just because of how much I've taken in from playing at Tennessee. And I just want to be able to share what all I have learned with everybody else and with others. And so I've been thinking about coaching a lot ever since I've been at Tennessee, but I'm not really sure what level I would want to coach at yet.
John Fulkerson joins us this morning. How are you? Health-wise, you good? I mean, I heard you say the other day, I'd play a pickup game today if they'd let me, but I'm thinking Barnes probably wouldn't like that. But how are you?
I'm doing great. Yep, you're right. I was out for probably maybe 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 3.5 after the Florida game. But we've been having spring practice for this our fourth week, this our last week, and I've been going every day, and everything is great. I feel great. So, I mean, knock on wood, I can stay this way throughout the whole season.
John, we appreciate your time so much. I asked a number of people, you know, what do you want us to ask John? We were trying to go a little different, a little outside the box, and basically all I would get was tell him we're glad he's healthy, we're glad he's coming back, and we wish him all the best. That's a rule of thumb of people I'm getting from up in this area and from all across the state when we talk to them. So we're looking forward to next season, I know, certainly, given everything that's happened, so are you.
Yes, absolutely. Tell all those people that I really appreciate that, that I appreciate their support, especially from the East Tennessee area, and I'm doing great, and I'll be home here in a few weeks, so I can't wait to see my Kingsport people, and I'm excited.
Look, you're still in school, so I couldn't buy it for you, but we do have a sit-down Pals in Greenville in addition to the two sit-downs in Kingsport, so drop on by, buddy. We'll have a little, number one, what's number one meal at Pals, number one?
Number one meal. Well, if it's not breakfast, if it's not cheddar rounds, that's probably the go-to. And then if it's not that, then I say, you know, Big Pal, you know, you got your cheese, your, lettuce, pickles, mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup. And then you got your large fry with light extra salt. And then, I usually just mix it up between Razzie tea and peachy tea, really just whichever one I'm feeling that day. And then, also, if you're going to the Walking Pals, you got to get the peanut butter milkshakes. Those are really good, too.
See, and people don't always know that. You're missing out on that if you hadn't had the peanut butter.
So you can only get the peanut butter from the Walking one. So.
See?
So, everybody, yep.
See? Everyone wouldn't know that, but Pals Public Relations Director John Fulkerson does. Thank you, John. We appreciate your time, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You have a great day.
Thank you, John. Welcome back.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Catch the Morning Monster weekdays 6 till 10 on 640 WXSM. And be sure to join us next time for another Morning Monster podcast with Bobby Raider right here.